My fellow humans, creatures of all colors, races, colors. I said colors already, yeah. Different kinds of animals. Hi, I am Nick Legacy, and this is Wandering Rhythms. Yeah, that was our intro. And we have now 2 hours to look forward to. Music spanning the globe. Yes, this is a global music program. And we are broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, from the new Student Union Building on Simon Fraser University. I believe this is my fourth show back live in the studio. So yeah, great to be doing the show live again, not having to pre-record at home in the living room. Yes, here we are, Wandering Rhythms. And the second hour of the program, well, this week, special trip to Mississippi, southern U.S. Yeah, a world of music in itself, the home of Delta Blues. People say the home of blues in general. Well, we'll hear some of that. We hear a lot of wonderful new stuff going on in Mississippi. And the first hour, well, jumping around the planet. And, yeah, always a lot of new stuff to hear. We got, for example, music from Colombia. We got music from South Africa, from England, from Switzerland, from South Korea, including many more places. Canada, of course. Some homestyle stuff. And yes, this right here, the land of Coast Salish nations, the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Musqueam, and so on across this great land we call Canada. And rather than simply acknowledge that, I'd like to play a piece of Squamish Nation music to start the show. So a band I'd recently discovered, they played at a festival in North Vancouver. I think it was a Smoked Salmon Festival. Yes, I didn't get to see them play, but I heard rumors of a wonderful show. And this band called Bitterly Divine has played over 400 shows and, yes, now long-running band on the Vancouver area music scene. And, yes, we're going to hear a song of theirs called When Blood Comes Calling. Very cool country rock song with some slide guitar. So, yeah, this is from an EP of theirs that came out 3 years ago. Bitterly Divine right here, Squamish Nation Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
truth is what we got. They stand behind, they stand around us. They stand before you, red power inside. We'll never be denied. We ain't gone away, we ain't gone away, we ain't gone away.
barrio Teusaquillo hay mucha inseguridad. Los ladrones te pistean, lo siguen hasta su hogar. Cuando en Teusaquillo salen en el nuevo amanecer, ladrones, ratas, gigantes, salteadores han de ser. Te pueden partir la cara, compa, y llorarás en el andén. Te pueden partir la cara, compa, y te dejan en el andén.
So silky smooth. We have in the background right now Pete Woods on sax, Brian Brown on piano, duo from Ottawa, Ontario, my homeland, hometown. But I've been on the West Coast, yeah, since 99, so never met these guys, to be honest. But yeah, this is from their new album, The Light of Common Day, recorded live at Ottawa's The Record Center, which I also never went to because I was a kid and just jazz probably terrified me when I was that age. But yeah, here we go. This is the title track, Light of Common Day, Peter Woods, Brian Brown. This is going to accompany me in the background, making me sound so much more sophisticated than I am. And we just heard a piece of music before this from Colombia that is brand new. Vintage-sounding cumbia music by the Meridian Brothers and Conjunto Media Luna. So Meridian Brothers, formed in Bogota in 1998, they're a lot weirder than that usually. The singer records with like crazy effects on his voice, but in this one they decided to go back to the roots of cumbia, and with the Conjunto Media Luna, which are more a traditional cumbia ensemble, they've brought them back down to earth. So yes, the album Paz en la Tierra, that was the first track on the record, called En Teusaquillo Te Pueden Partir La Cara. So yeah, fantastic stuff, led by the accordion, as the old 1930s cumbia original stuff was, and the huacharaca and the electric bass and so on. So yes, before that one, we heard from a brand new band, their very first single called Woo with four O's. And yes, the band of Tropique from Tokyo, Japan. Yeah, kind of classic sounding rock, but also with a modern twist. And that's on Electric Cowbell Records, just their first 7-inch release from of Tropique. Right there. And we started off that set with music by a Squamish Nation band. Not sure every member is from the Squamish Nation, but yeah, they're says they trace their roots back to the Squamish Nation. They're based in North Vancouver, and hard-driving, fun rock and roll music, speaking about Aboriginal issues, but yeah, universal topics as well. And the song we heard by the band Bitterly Divine was When Blood Comes Calling. So yeah, certainly some strong message there about this still being their land. They're still here, and hey, yeah, Squamish Nation, there you go. When Blood Comes Calling. And yeah, enjoying this piano stuff in the background. Not too distracting, right? Good volume? Cool. So, gonna keep on rolling through this hour of global music before our second hour trip to Mississippi, to the Deep South. Next, we're gonna hear a band from Geneva, Switzerland, a 6-piece cosmic instrumental ensemble. And this is called L'Éclair with their new album Confusions, Cosmologies, Part 1 on Wandering Rhythms Radio. We'll be right back. Here on CJSF, this is 90.1 FM. We're broadcasting from little old Burnaby Mountain, the small sister or brother, I'm not sure, of all the bigger mountains to the north across the Burrard Inlet. And we're just listening to some smoky jazz from Ottawa, Ontario, Peter Woods and Brian Brown, Blue Moon right here. And just to let you know what we heard last, it was a band from Chicago, Dos Santos. Kind of a mix of indie rock and Latin American vibes from the new album City of Mirrors. The song was Alma Cosmica, Cosmic Spirit. And before that we heard from a singer and songwriter from Surrey, BC, just south of here, Miguel Maravilla, I believe has a Filipino background, and that's his 2020 LP Typhoon song, I Couldn't.